Hello, everybody. I'm Matt Seidel along with Derek Seidel, and this is Coach Speak. Welcome back to the pod, everyone. This is our long-awaited girls basketball preview. We've set this perfectly. We're just a couple of days away from the start of their season. Girls can officially start playing games on November 29, although it seems like every girls team in the area has scrimmaged like five times already, and I exaggerate. That's a lot of hyperbole, but a lot of basketball going on already, but the girls season officially kicks off this week, so this is a perfect time to drop this podcast, and we're always excited to talk about the girls teams, even though we probably are a little less familiar real time with some of them, but we have some information we want to share, so let's get right into it, man. We're going to start with our defending state champion, Division III Arbor Prep, coached by Scott Stein. Last year, they raised the banner. They raised the trophy. They Matt Breslin with Maya Petticord leading the way and had some other girls too. But this team looks like they're going to be relevant again in Division III. Derek, they just keep going over there. They keep reloading. No rebuilding over there at Arbor Prep.
No doubt about that. I mean, well, yeah, when you look at some of the players that they lost, you know, starting with Petticord, but also some of those other pieces, you'd think, man, they have to take a step back after that. But really, you know, yeah, they probably aren't at that level to start the year where they were a year ago, but they have some pieces to still make a lot of noise in the regular season and then also in that postseason, again, especially being a D3 school. I think it all starts with the Utomi twins. I think they're the most well-known of the bunch. They're only juniors. You know, they were very key pieces on that team a year ago as sophomores. They're so similar. Like, you know, they're always, you always hear about them as a group, and they kind of like play the same style almost. And they're both super athletic. I've only seen clips and then some video from the finals and stuff a year ago when I watched that game. So yeah, I expect them to really be effective this year. Just they create so much defensively.
I think they're getting recruited together too. It looks like they want to go to the same college. I see a lot of the pronoun we on Twitter when we have an offer from, and so I wouldn't be surprised if they want to stick together. And man, how about a college, you get a little 2-for-1 deal there when you know because and they are very similar in terms of their skill sets, and one might be a little, you know, stronger, one might be a little better shooter than the other one. But yeah, That is definitely where you start. You know, they've got another, you know, key kid back. I think, you know, Coach Stein's going to rely heavily on Utomi, but Taylor Wallace, I think, you know, from a leadership and production standpoint, she's a 5'7" junior combo guard. And that's a name we've mentioned in the past and heard about in the past. She is going to be right there in the mix with Utomi's, again, who are both juniors, just a little under 6 foot, both of them. But you know, Coach mentioned there's two others, and I don't know if this is necessarily going to be their starting five with Utomi's and the Wallace, but there's Eliza Bush and Tyra Wright, both sophomores. Bush is like a 5'6" point guard, and Wright is a 5'7" shooting guard. And Coach speaks real highly of both of these girls. I think we're going to be seeing and hearing their names quite a bit. Eliza, he said, you know, kind of almost looking for a breakout season from her. And he called her a top level defender with a 3-point shooting range that's kind of resembles the NBA shooters. And that is saying something, especially at the girls game when you can fill it up. And then, of course, you got, you know, Wright, like I said, her classmate right up there as a shooting guard, too. So, yeah, that just if that's their starting five, look out again for these guys to make another run as an independent. That's kind of what their focus is. So,
yeah, no doubt. And I know I remember Bush from a year ago because she kind of stood out because she was the smallest girl on the team, and she would check in. She didn't like wow you with the size and athleticism. She was only a freshman though, but she could come in and wasn't afraid and could really play. So I would not be surprised. I mean, having two sophomores like that have varsity experience is helpful. It sounds like the other key piece to this team this year is going to be Kayla Covington, who's a 6-foot senior transfer that they picked up, which will give them a presence inside as well. And they also have another freshman in the mix this year with Angela Megason, who's a 5'9" wing. So they have the depth. The thing you look at this roster too is they have pieces where this is like almost a 2-year kind of group here for the most part. There's only one senior here of the names we've listed. I'm sure they may have a few more in the program, but I'm sure Coach Stein is gonna have them progressing throughout the year and building towards that postseason run.
You know, he mentioned the one thing. It's like it remains to be seen, and I think not just their level of defense, but Petticord. I mean, who could pressure Arbor Prep the last few years? She was so good and so composed and so smart that I'm sure he didn't take her for granted. But they're going to have different people handling the ball this year, and these girls are very capable, but they haven't gone through the type of pressure that the schedule that Arbor Prep plays is legit. And so they're going to see a lot of good athletes. So that, you know, how those girls handle that and how they grow as decision makers throughout the season and probably dictate their late season success. So that's one really talented team in our area. Another one is our buddy Tim Kane and the Father Gear Richard Fighting Irish. That's a mouthful, by the way. This team, we've already talked to them about them a little bit in some of our preseason discussions, but they've got some pieces. I've seen some of their early season tweets from their scrimmages. The vibe appears to be real positive. Heard some people outside the program comment that they've looked really good, and they just got so much skill on the perimeter that they are a tough matchup for anyone.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it really starts, like you said, with the guard play. Having Charlotte Miller as kind of that lead player for you, who's only a sophomore, is really helpful. I know she had a big year a year ago and really kind of turned some heads as a freshman, and being 5'8", with all she can do offensively is great. I know coach really praises her defense as well. And I think, being able to get up and pressure in the girls game is probably even more common, or really separates the good teams from the bad teams. It's just being able to make teams uncomfortable, and they're definitely going to be able to do that with some of their athletes that they've got. So I expect her to be a key piece. I know they also have Michaela Waraway, who's another returner, who's a 5'10 senior, who's going to be a key to their defense. It sounds more as like an interior player for them, but can also create a little bit on offense out of the post. I know for you and me, kind of the Rodriguez twins are close to home, literally, since they grew up as our neighbors back in old Brass Isle Lane there, Deer Run subdivision. So, and both of them have been big names here the last few years, coming up through the middle school ranks, even just playing at a high level, the AAU circuit, and they're so experienced as players for only being freshmen. And it seems like they're going to be able to make an immediate impact. Again, another set of twins that you kind of always hear about grouped together, but I know coach seemed to give us a little bit of some of the, what he views as kind of what separates the two of them.
Yeah. I mean, and they're both, the Rodriguez girls are both 5'4", so they're small, but Ava is more of a wing, and coach called her a flat out shooter and also said she's fearless, but she's played such good basketball and at a high level, and so much basketball that, this is not going to intimidate her. And then Vanessa, also 5'4", kind of more of a playmaker, runs the offense, really smart, good basketball IQ. And she too can shoot it and is fearless. So man, you got, with Miller and the Rodriguezes, and just in terms of perimeter shooting at the girls game, you can get one sometimes on a girls team. Heck, you get one on a boys team sometimes, you're happy. And they've got three lights out kids and kids with point guard skills that are out there. The one other girl we should mention, Danielle Heyman, sorry, Danielle, if I messed that up, 5'8" senior. Kind of a strong mid-range shooter, really good in the pick and roll game, which we know Coach Kane likes to implement as much as possible. And she plays with a really good pace, and she's got a good feel for the game. So again, we've just named five, really good basketball players that he's going to rely on, he being Coach Kane. And they play in the tough Catholic League, and he has no idea really where they're going to finish, but they play teams that are bigger than them and so forth. And it just makes them tougher, but his non-league schedule is really strong as well. So look for, big things out of the Fighting Irish this year, for sure. One other team before we actually start talking maybe about league play or local leagues, we'd be remiss not to talk about the Belleville Tigers, and led by Coach Jason Wilkins. Jason, real big with the LBI program, and he's well known for, just really promoting women's basketball. But I think his team is going to promote women's basketball pretty well this year too. He on the down low a little bit, but I think he is he's been building something for a couple of years here, and I think he's excited about it. After I know I communicated with him about something else after his first scrimmage, and I got the feeling that they played really well, and this is going to be a good team this year.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, when he took over there, you just knew it was a matter of time before they were able to get things going. You know, I think the KLAA, their division they're in, the East Division, has just been run by Wayne the last 5 years. Nobody's been able to beat them. So I think you still, like Coach was saying, like they obviously have to be the favorite until somebody actually goes and beats them. But I think Belleville is the type of team that could knock Wayne off of that throne per se here this year. So with them, I mean, goodness, they have a girl that's committed to Southwestern Christian Community College in Texas. That's Ania Stone Palmer. She's a senior wing who's 5'9", a good mid-range shooter. But they also have two underclassmen from a year ago that were all league players. They had well, now currently a junior, Daria Shelby, is a 5'7" player who could play on or off the ball. Solid jump shooter and finisher, was an all-league player as a sophomore last year. And then they had an all-league player that was a freshman last year, now a sophomore, at the point guard spot, in Rylan Bushell. So coach considers her a pass first point guard who's quick and get downhill. So they definitely have some pieces, and I think they're going to have some more pieces coming as well.
Right, and Bushell has a relative, a sister, probably. I didn't check that, but Jaya Bushell, 5'7", senior shooting guard. You know, fundamentally sound kid who can shoot the three ball. So, you know, right there is four key returners coming back off a pretty good team a year ago. And then we've got some newcomers that he's really excited about. And there's a freshman, another really good freshman. Seems like there's a theme in the boys this year, as well as the girls. And I'm gonna say her name. I'm gonna say it's Secret Carter, 5'8". She's ranked top 100 kid by many national evaluators in her class, and really good. Can shoot it with the best of them. And you're throwing her in with these four that we've already mentioned, on top of a junior, power forward, Jordan Peterson. And she's a transfer from Birmingham Grove. She stands 5'10". She's athletic. She rebounds. She can attack off the dribble. So again, there's another team. That's a roster, right? There's a rotation right there that we've just mentioned that is going to make Belleville very relevant. And whether or not they can get past Wayne this year, who knows? But I think they're going to be right there contending in that KLAA.
Yeah, absolutely. The one other name here that I think maybe we need to mention is they have a 6'2" junior, Mia Wright, who it looks like has made a lot of improvements over the summer and could really emerge for them as a key piece as well. So I mean, obviously that's a lot of size for the girls game. I think, it'll be really interesting to see how they kind of build over the course of the year. They also are one of these teams that plays a modern style of basketball. They shot the three ball well last year, and they're going to continue to do that. So they'll be fun to watch.
Said they made over 123 point shots last year. I'm not sure the Olivet Eagle boys team did that. I'd have to go look at our stats, but maybe the Napoleon Pirates did. But that's a nice number. I know the Sling girls definitely put it up from three a lot. Belleville playing that modern style as well. So this could be a fun team to watch. So jumping into let's we're not going to talk about everybody in all the leagues, but we're going to talk about what we think are some front runners, and we're going to start with the Cascades Conference, just like we did with the boys previews. But Grass Lake, they've been very relevant in the area the last few years, and they have a new coach this year. April Saltz takes over for Andrea Cabana, who has moved on to coach the Chelsea boys team. And sounds like it from everything I'm talking to, everyone I'm talking to within the Cascades, is they don't expect much of a drop off from Grass Lake, and they are probably a prohibited favorite to win another Cascades title this year. This is your territory, man. What are you hearing in the hallways of Napoleon?
Yeah, I mean, just all around the Cascades, it's just assumed that they're going to just continue to roll. And again, we've talked about this plenty of times, but they didn't just have a good varsity program. They have a system over there that's just had good players all the way throughout it. We're talking elementary school through the high school. So I fully expect them to, be the front runner in the Cascades all year, and to, be a factor when it get to the postseason as well. I mean, they have three junior guards that all are very experienced players: Olivia Turner, Lauren Luchka, and Kate Starkey. And again, like we talked about, high school basketball guards are really important. I think they're going to be solid in that area. They'll be able to score for themselves and also get the ball to their teammates. They've also got some other pieces as well. It looks like this is a name I'm gonna mess up, but we have a power forward. It's McKenna Horodecny or Hor I have no idea.
That's exactly how I would have said it. So McKenna, hopefully we got that one right.
Yeah, and it looks like she's their go-to defensive stopper. That'll be her kind of her task night in, night out. And they've also got a few other pieces. Erica Reisner missed all of last season with a torn ACL, but is now back. And then Aspen Cook is also going to play a role. I think, after Bargesser went down last year, they had the Gabby Luchka was a senior leader on that team, but they had all these young pieces around Gabby. So those young pieces, I think, got a lot of time to develop, maybe more so than we were even expecting had Bargesser not gotten hurt. So I think that may, I guess, it gives them more experience coming into this year, and I do expect them to be very good.
And we know they have depth. I mean, heck, a couple of years ago during the COVID season, the year after the COVID season, where everybody was worried about quarantine, that they won some postseason games with their JV players. I assume some of these girls may have been some of those girls that did win district games while they were still kind of mainly JV players. But possibly the only team, maybe just from what I'm hearing, that has a chance to compete with them or even. I don't know, or maybe it's a battle for second place, but Michigan Center comes back again, and they've got some youth, but they've got a little bit of experience too. Julia Reynolds, she's a 5'5" junior point guard, really good ball handler and a shooter and a defender, exactly what you want, and she's smart. Sounds like a Michigan Center boys player, by the way. Maybe she plays for Travis over there on the boys team too. These smart guards that make good decisions at Michigan Center. She's one of the key players. Looks like Erilyn Tripp, and I maybe messed up her first name. A 5'9" sophomore center, full time starter last year as a freshman, and led the team in rebounding. She is a key player who's back. Eliana Knoll, a 5'6" senior, kind of a leader and a worker, grind player for them, and experienced. And then there's Riley Brown coming back, a 5'5" senior guard. So they bring back some kids at center that are that have played good basketball and have competed at a high level. Whether they can get to Grass Lakes level, I'm not sure. So.
Yeah, and I know, I think there's some heavy debate over who that next team is. I know I've heard East Jackson thrown out there a lot. I think they ended up finishing second a year ago, and
Yeah.
we're right there. And they really kind of separated themselves from the pack a little bit into that second place spot a year ago. I think they returned some of those players, so that's the team I've heard. I also have heard that Hanover Horton might have a decent group coming through, so we'll see in the Cascades. It's definitely Grass Lake at the front, and then a lot of mystery behind that, I think, for now.
Okay. Well, let's jump into the SEC because we got some coverage here, and we're going to start with the SEC Red, which has just been a really good basketball league for a few years now. And why not start with the Saline Hornets, Leanne Rheem, the head coach there, who has put them on the state map. And they continue to have good teams. They continue to graduate kids who go on to play college basketball, and they continue to reload with good players, and it looks like they're pretty strong throughout their system right now, and this 22-23 season is going to be no exception.
Yeah, no doubt. And we've talked about Coach Ream's program a lot over the past couple of years here when we've been doing the podcast. And I really like the way that she has just kind of developed this. It's really got this unique feel to it, and that that we've kind of, like, when we talked to her previously, I'm really intrigued just by the way that they do everything there, their whole system, the way that they play, also the way that they kind of handle things off the floor and stuff. It's an impressive program, and they have the depth now, I think, probably because of the system that they've been able to build here these past few years, and kind of keep that continuity. I know it looks like it's gonna be a very balanced team. So I mean, we can name a lot of different girls here. Kate Stemmer is probably the one that probably has to lead the list since she committed to Northwood. So she's a Division II commit, and she's only going to be a junior. So going into her junior year here, she's a very impressive player. I know I've seen her play some the past 2 years when she was on the varsity, and she's very, very tough guard, very good defensively. I know when she was a freshman, even, and I think has really continued to add to that offensive game over the past couple of years. And then they've also got a group of seniors that are returning here that will also make up key pieces to their programs. That's Taylor Kangas, who's a 5'9" senior point guard, Anna Hess or Hesse, who's a 5'11" senior power forward, and Beth Ann Ford, who's a 6-foot senior center. I think all three of these girls have a lot of experience at the varsity level, and are going to be key pieces for them.
Yeah, it sounds like Stemmer and Kangas are kind of interchangeable at the one spot, and that's a great luxury for any coach. Coach Reeve just kind of raved about Taylor's, breakout summer and how she just has become really a dominant player. She's the energy giver on this team and plays with great spirit, which fits perfectly into coach's system. She's kind of the emotional leader for them. So she's going to be a solid player. They've got the great size too, with Hesse and Ford, basically both around 6 foot. Anna Hesse sounds like she's a big time shot blocker, which again at the girls' game is a great luxury, which it takes timing and sounds like she's got it. And Ford is a 4-year varsity player and who does a lot of the dirty work for them, as they say. And so she's a key piece with their success. And again, there's just such a list of them, but there's a couple others. There's and I saw some limited time last year. It's like Caden Maeda, a 5'8" sophomore. But I think she has the ability to play a key role. Hadley Griffin, a 5'5" junior shooting guard, is going to be around. And they got some other ones. I did notice just looking at the list of players, Kira Ream, but that's the coach's daughter, 5'7" freshman. And this is a name that a coach doesn't spend a lot of time promoting her daughter, at least when we talk to her or so forth. But this girl promotes herself in terms of just by her game. And I've seen her on social media. I've heard a lot of people talk about her, and she's going to be a good player in the Ann Arbor area for the next 4 years, I think.
Yeah, and she's played with a high level AAU group, like with the Rodriguez girls and a couple of other high level players in the area, and kind of a group that's played in a lot of big tournaments. So I expect her to be able to make an impact right away as a freshman.
You gotta love too. I mean, yeah, again, Peyton Maloney. I'm just gonna throw this name out there. Typical Celine kid. I don't know what kind of contribution she's gonna make on the basketball court, but she's back this year. She's a 5'7" senior shooting guard, but she's another Division I athlete that they have on this roster. She's committed to U of M as a field hockey player, and so just again another great kid, another great athlete. So they're gonna be right there in the thick of this race. I don't know. Who you'd call the favorite. I'm not sure I'd call Celine the favorite, but they are going to contend. And I'm not really sure, Bedford I know is going to be pretty good. We're not going to just talk much about Bedford today, other than just that I think teams are worried that they're going to be right there in the thick of this race. But let's move our attention to Ann Arbor Pioneer coach Tyrone Hicks. Tyrone continues to put out a strong product every year, and it looks like this year is again no exception there. He's got some key kids back. Savannah Brewer, 5'9" combo guard, kind of a returning starter last year, handles the ball and really a smooth shooter. Kadia Harris, 5'6", another combo player guard, and returning starter, more of a defensive specialist. But she's got the moxie and the composure, been starting for Tyrone for 3 years. Those are just two players that I think are going to make them relevant this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And then a couple of girls that are going to take on a little bit bigger roles probably this year than they had a year ago. You got Emmanuel Davis, who's going to be a junior. She's a 6'1" forward, so she's got some size, and coach is looking forward to seeing how she develops as a post player inside. And she's already a good rebounder and shot blocker. And then they have another 5'11" junior, Jasmine Gatson, who's got a little bit of a mid-range game and another great rebounder. So they're going to have a ton of size with those two, it sounds like, as well. And then they've got Lily Jones as a junior, 5'8" junior. who's going to be somebody that can handle the ball some for them. And then Jordan Davis is a 5'9" freshman who's going to be right in the mix right off the bat. So I remember watching this team beat Saline in the district final. I did catch some of that game, I think, a year ago, if I'm remembering correctly. And obviously they don't return all their players, but I was impressed with the way that they play, the toughness that they play with, and I think that they're going to be right there in the mix again.
You know, we didn't start with Dexter, who Dexter is the defending SEC Red champion. Sorry about that, Lauren. We probably should have started with you guys, but you know, we don't want to show our Dexter bias too early in the podcast. But Lauren Thompson coaches the Dreadnoughts. This team, I don't know if they shocked everybody. I don't think they shocked Lauren or maybe the town of Dexter, but they ended up winning that conference last year in their first year in the Red. But they you know, what's kind of interesting is, I mean, you and I both know this. The Rodriguez girls could have been at Dexter, and they are Dexter residents, and they, as freshmen, and all, you know, it's their choice. Anybody can as a freshman. They chose, and their family chose to go to Gabe Richard. Had they gone to Dexter, this would have been even more interesting. But this is still going to be a pretty good basketball team this year.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it all starts with Chloe Perry, who's a 5'8" senior guard for them. You know, Coach Thompson mentioned that she thinks she's got the best ability to get to the rim of any girl that they've had at Dexter, which is saying a lot because they've had some very good players over the years. And she's going to be a college player. It looks like she's got plenty of interest from some D3s and some even a D2 or two. So she's going to be a good player for him. She averaged about 8 points a game a year ago, was a starter and everything as a junior. The other key piece that was a returning starter or is a returning starter is Alina Bloomberg. Was a 5'9" sophomore. She's again, the coach praises her work ethic. She again was in that 8 point range a year ago. So I think that she could be a key piece for them as well. It sounds like she is a great cross country runner as well, which, you know, so you got some endurance there.
A couple other key returners: Alyssa Gullickson, 5'6" junior guard. You know, again, another one of these hardworking kids, and they got a good culture at Dexter as well. Pretty consistent shooter, not afraid to mix it up defensively and be aggressive. And I remember watching that Dexter Brighton district game last year, and two really well-coached, defensive-minded teams. They just grinded in a really low-scoring game, and I mean, I think she fits right into that mode. And then we have Heidi Fuchs, 5'10" junior forward, returning varsity player. Again, another girl who gets credit for her work ethic. It's someone who's been in the gym in the off season, and I think Coach Lauren's not going to make any heavy predictions, but I think she's really hoping that she's a big component this year and maybe a key player for them if they're kind of to stay relevant or at the top half of that conference. But kind of a rebounder and a physical kid. You know, they've got some others too. You know, Bailey Kruger, a junior guard, and Lauren Simpson, a 6 foot junior center. And you know, I remains to be seen, like, you know, what type of role that those girls will have. When we first communicated with Thompson, Coach Thompson, it was a little bit early in the process, and I know they're getting ready to play next week. But I don't, you know, I don't know. I just wouldn't count them out because I don't think people expect them to win it last year, and they did. And they just have a way of playing, and we've seen the Dexter girls, you and I, play for a long time, and they're not an easy game to play, regardless of whether it's home or away.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to play a good defensive brand of basketball has been the, you know, the recent tradition. I expect that to be the same, which will make them tough.
One other SEC Red team we want to touch on is the Ann Arbor Huron River Rats, coached by Scott Hunter. You know, Scott's been very steady with this program, and you know, they obviously was an elite program, you know, 10 to 12 years ago. When I say elite, you know, they were, you know, knocking on the door of the Breslin Center every year or making runs in the state tournament. They haven't been quite that level lately, but still pretty good players and good records here. They are led by probably a Sage Edmondson, a 5'11" sophomore forward, very skilled big, and coach says he has a ton of potential. Cora Williams, 5'10" sophomore forward, strong, athletic, more of an inside player, but starting to develop that perimeter touch. And Nyla Allen, a 5'6" junior point guard, Again, athletic, and a pretty good leader, which is what you want from that position. So those are three, key returners back from a year ago.
Yeah, and they also bring in a, it sounds like a freshman's going to be in the mix, and Aaliyah Anthony, who's a 5'5" freshman guard. So I think, again, it sounds like they got something that they can be building here with some young pieces in the program.
And even though they're young this year, they do bring back a majority of their players. So anyway, okay, that's the SEC Red. That's half of it that we covered, and there's more to be said about that later, I'm sure. Let's talk about the SEC White. And I don't, I guess in my mind, and I guess probably in others, this is probably a two-team race this year, and that's between Chelsea and Tecumseh. Let's start with Chelsea. I'm gonna be really honest with you. If part of me, with the adults involved in this situation, I'd like to just skip right over Chelsea and go to Tecumseh, since Coach Scheffler at Chelsea just find maybe he's not a friend of the podcast, maybe he is, but he seems had a hard time sharing information about his players. And I this is not like there aren't any secrets in 2022, 23 when it comes to personnel and system of play. And we're not it's a podcast. I mean, we're talking about. But he just did not, he didn't come clean. So we've had to get our information elsewhere. But Tony is a former professional football player. I think he'd be the first to know that there aren't a lot of secrets out there. But whatever his motivation was, Tony, I told you I was going to get stuff elsewhere, and we did, because we feel we owe it to these girls. We're going to talk about five of them. This might be their starting lineup, to be honest. But I'm gonna take the first two. I'll let you jump in there. Layla Wells is probably going to be the point guard, a junior. She's quick. She might be their best player. She might be a power five basketball player when she's all done at Chelsea. Might be the best player ever at Chelsea when she's all done. She gets to the rim. She's a great on ball defender. She's a team kid first. Continues to improve her perimeter shooting. Without question, a D1 prospect. And it starts with her, even though maybe her numbers aren't always the greatest. It's because, what she. How she plays, and again, being a kind of a team first kid and a point guard, but also she's got a great supporting cast. And then there's Braden Scheffler, might end up being kind of the two guard. And this is Tony's daughter, a sophomore, excellent shooter, kind of a secondary ball handler for Chelsea. Look for her to come on the scene this year and have a breakout year. Derek, I'll let you finish up what we think is going to be their projected five.
Yeah, the next one is Avery Ley, who's another sophomore, 5'11" wing player. It's funny, I remember Avery Ley and Braden Scheffler. They were like, like managers or like the water girls on the varsity team when I was an assistant there a few years ago. We would do a lot of those boys girls double headers, so they'd always be right there on the bench on stuff, and you could tell them like they were tall, long, like girls that were in middle school at that time, a couple of years back. And I was like, man, those look like a couple of girls that are going to be players in terms of their length and size. And that's exactly what they become, but they're skilled. Like Avery Ley is a 5'11" girl that can play on the perimeter, which is probably making her a very, very good college prospect. And she's going to put up some very big numbers this year. They got Megan McCullough, who kind of, I guess you could say, is like their four. She might be the best high school player on the team, even though she doesn't necessarily have the D. She's committed to a D2 school in Saginaw Valley. She's just a very complete player. She's strong with the ball. She's got guard skills, but can like physically can handle playing inside and finishing inside around the rim. She's got a decent jump shot. She's going to be a problem for teams to guard all year long. And then they got Caroline Knight, who will play kind of as their center. They kind of use a dribble drive motion style of an offense. And she'll fit in that dunker spot, so I'm sure she'll get a lot of drop off finishes inside from all these other girls getting to the rim and drawing attention.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a really good team. This is the kind of team that could be playing late in the year and probably, would be the Vegas favorite in the SEC White. But the one team, if there is a team that has a chance to get them, and that would be Tecumseh, Christy Zajac leading the way. And she has just been doing a fantastic job building this program. And it wasn't too long ago where, even before she got there, they were kind of a laughing stock in the league. And no offense to any players that were there previously, but they just didn't have the horses or the program to compete. And that's all changed. And now their numbers are even growing. But, this whole thing starts with her daughter, Allie Zajac, a 6'2 girl who really can play one through five. She's a guard forward. She can handle it. She can shoot it. She can play inside. And she's another Division I prospect, and she's only a sophomore at Tecumseh. And she's a handful. And, you know, in a game of basketball, I mean, Chelsea might have the best five out there when they play Tecumseh, but it's not going to be a big advantage, a huge advantage. And, you know, depending on how, you know, what kind of game plan Tecumseh can come up, they might be able to give them some trouble. You know, they have another kid, Chesney Wilkie, 5'10 forward, a senior, and Jada Moore, 5'10 kind of a guard forward. She's another senior. So those two girls are going to figure in as well. And there's a few others, there's more than a few others that are going to make this a deep, strong basketball team this year.
Yeah, you know, it is crazy. They went 19-3 a year ago with all three losses coming to Chelsea. That's a frustrating season to have there for sure. They are out of their district this year. So that's got to be a nice boost of energy for them, knowing that at the very least they can win a district title without having to face Chelsea there. But like you said, I think they should be aiming to catch that Chelsea team. You know, just looking at coach's comments here, he's like, it sounds like the big shift in her mind is just that they have this core group of now sophomores and freshmen that have just they're basketball first kids, and that's really helped them out. I know Ashlyn Moorhead and Madison Morris are two sophomores that have already had varsity experience a year ago as freshmen. They're both guards, 5'5 and 5'7 respectively. And then they have a few other girls that are going to be newcomers, a couple freshmen, Chloe Bollinger, who is a 5'7 guard, by the way. It looks like her sister, I'm assuming, Natalie Bollinger, is another senior that's going to be in the mix. And then Michaela Schlorf, excuse me, I think that's how we pronounce it, is a 5'5 freshman guard, and Lauren Killebarger is a 5'9" sophomore guard. So again, this is a kind of a multi-year thing here we're looking at with this Tecumseh group that they're gonna be tough for a while here.
Yeah, just a couple little elaboration on their skill set. You know, we because we went over so quickly. Wilkie, you know, she's kind of a defensive dynamo, and she's, you know, going to be one of the top rebounders, if not the top rebounder again on this team. All county type player. Moorhead is the point guard, kind of runs the offense, really high basketball IQ. Coach, you know, kind of praises her, what an amazing passer that she is. And then Moore, you know, is kind of the energy giver and defense and rebounding. So, you know, just again, they've got those, they're not all the players aren't the same. They seem to complement each other real well. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, how they do compete against Chelsea, which they're at least going to play twice, we know. So they're going to be right there, and I'm sure they're going to have a really nice record when all is said and done. So, okay, moving on, we're into the I-8, and we're going to talk about a couple of teams from the I-8 that are relatively close to us, and we talked about them in the past. But Jackson Northwest, coached by Ryan Carroll, you know, this, I don't know, this team could win the league this year. I think, you know, Western and Marshall and so forth are going to be probably in the mix as well. But Northwest has been good. It seemed that ever since I got to Olivet and we were, you know, playing them in districts, or I've seen them, I was always impressed by Coach Carroll, and they seem to, you know, they've had their run to the, you know, into the late in the tournament, and they have not let up. They have not fallen off since they got to that level. And this year, I think, you know, we got, I mean, it's multiple players that are back. Lane Slate, 5'8" senior guard, kind of plays the point primarily, but she'll also play off the ball. She can score at all three levels, and a physical player, and someone who moves downhill. And at the girls' game, the more that you have of that, it's amazing how successful they can be. She shoots the three pretty decently and runs well and so forth. So she's going to be a key piece. And there's another one, Ashley Weller, 5'9" junior guard. You know, coach kind of described her as a dynamic scorer and can do it inside and out. Scored 340 points last season. So that's, you know, at least it's 15 to 17 a game. I don't have the number in front of me. Maybe it's sitting in front of me, but she's a guard, but, you know, she can defend inside. She can score both inside and out, finishes with both hands, really tough matchup for opponents. And she shoots nearly 80% from the free throw line as well. So those two, and there's some others.
Yeah, Mara Mitchell is a 5'7" guard that is extremely quick. It looks like she's kind of can spearhead their defense a little bit. She likes the pressure. It looks like full court and can really create some havoc doing that, turning defense into offense. She's also looks like she hits the glass and stuff very well. So it sounds like, and she can use that quickness as well on offense. And then you have I'm guessing it's Tia or Taya,
To you.
Tia Capp, who's a senior forward, 5 foot 8. Again, going to be a solid. It sounds like almost again. This is not how coach described her, but like she does a lot of those role player things very well. She's smart. She's cerebral. Defends rebounds. Can score a little bit when needed. So she's going to fill a lot of gaps for them as well as a senior. I mean, having those four players there, I think are going to make up the core of this group. And it sounds like they've got a lot of experience within those four. I think those are key. The other two that it looks like that are seniors that will kind of see an increased role this year that are going to play important parts for them are Jillian Osterberg and Stacia Hedrick or Heidrick. So again, I think they'll have to step in here and kind of see bigger roles than they did a year ago.
And this team is usually fun to watch. I mean, it's a they're gonna use the entire 94-foot court offensively and defensively, and they space real well. And they, I mean, it four girls that were at double figures or just under last year, and so they put up some points. Like to beat them, you're not gonna beat them 39, 34 normally. And I, of course, I say that, and someone's probably gonna do that. But you know, this kind of team that gets into the 60s on a regular basis, and it got some firepower, so that's gonna make them dangerous. Another local team that I think might push them a little bit, because and they've gained our respect over the years, and that's Parma Western. Gina Fortress is the head coach there, and this they are again, Marshall keeps popping up as a team that is probably going to contend as well. But Western has solidified itself as a kind of a solid program in southeastern Michigan, and definitely in the IA. Senior Nicole Shelberg, a 5'8" kid, is back, a really good shooter and post player. They got senior Maddie Wolf, 5'4", quick, another pretty good shooter. And then junior Palmer Fortress, 5'5", gritty, smart player, and I assume that's coach's daughter. She got the first name Palmer. Her brother got the first name Steel. So Steel Fortress. That they didn't quite get as creative with Palmer, if that's her daughter. I never checked with Gina about that, but I assume it is, or either that or a niece. But Palmer, that's a pretty cool name, but not Steel. So anyway, that's just three of them.
Yeah, and then some of their newcomers this year. You got junior Kaylee Adams, is a 5'7" player that's going to factor, and then you got a sophomore Bailey Stewart, 5'6" girl that looks like is going to be a good slasher for them. The one name that pops up to me too with the newcomers is Rhea Hitt, who's a freshman, 5'7". That's a girl that's had a lot of accolades or played at a high level. I think coming up as well, so I expect her to be an ex kind of. Well above her years for a freshman and make an impact right away. It sounds like this is more of an unknown group than they've had in a while. I mean, they had that the last 2 years, they've had a really experienced team that obviously accomplished a ton. I think that this group has there's more unknowns coming in this year, but I expect them to do some good things.
All right. Well, hey, moving on, our last league that we're going to talk about a team or two, and that's from the Greater Lansing Activities Conference. And when you talk about that conference, even though I'm from Olivet, you have to start with the Lesley Blackhawks. Justin Houghton has really got that program kind of at a different level than most. And what's really unique is last year they won the league with Emma Smeska. I'm butchering the last name, but you think after as many points as she scored against us and everyone else, I could pronounce that last name. I always say Smeska, so that's what I'm going to go with today. But she, she graduated, but she was on the floor at times last year with like four freshmen, and people forget that. Well, those girls are all back right now, and I think I don't know if they're a heavy favorite, but they are definitely the favorite in the GLAC. The four that I'm referring to are Reese DeRose, Riley Burley, Lily Smeska, and Ella Locke. And again, all 10th graders. DeRose is a 5'8", a 5'6" point guard. She averaged 6.5 points a game last year. And she's really kind of a true point guard with that really good basketball IQ, does not make a lot of mistakes. She went from a five quarter kid to a starter last year. And she is a knockdown shooter. Another one of them is Riley Burley, which I mentioned. She averaged 4.3 points. Smeska averaged 8.3 points, and Locke averaged 4 points. So they all were in the mix last year. Smeska is, I'm going to talk a little bit about her, 5'7" forward, She also averaged 5 rebounds. She is the younger sister of Emma. Really smart player, very skilled, a little bit of a different athlete than her sister. Real solid frame, but she finishes with both hands and kind of has the same basketball instincts as her sister. So, again, going to be a strong team again this year, not just in the GLAC, but maybe even on a state level.
Yeah, you know, I think coach is trying to prep them for that type of a run to, you know, kind of make some noise late in the year. I know that they're playing some tough teams early in the season, like Columbia Central, Grass Lake, and Jonesville, all on the schedule right off the bat. So, you got an experienced and young group. That's a good combination to have. And I would expect them to have a great year.
Yeah. And he's got, most of these girls, they're basketball players. They play AAU basketball in the off season, and they just keep growing as players. Elena Brown is a junior, 5'9" forward, who averaged 6 points a game. So those five that we've mentioned, probably the starting five, but it's just, again, they've got a group that complements each other. Burley, who I mentioned, he called her the best athlete on the team and maybe one of the best female athletes in the area, real quick and fast and can get to the basket. So they're going to be exciting. I'll get to see them at least once when they come to Olivet. Always look forward to that. And he just does a really good job as well. The one team, if there's a team in the GLAC that can get them this year, to be honest, it would be my Olivet Eagles. And they returned some players as well. A coach by Ann Odell, they've got a senior, Drew Allen, who's a wing player and might get a chance to play off the point a little bit more this year, which is not her natural position. And you might see some more scoring out of her, but she's a small college basketball player. And Peyton Otto, a senior center, real strong girl. She could also play probably small college women's basketball, but she's actually going to go to Michigan State as a walk-on track and field athlete. She's a shot discus thrower, and she's a good high school basketball player. But with a couple of guards, Olivia Gessner and freshman Ava Myers, and then you got forwards Kara Pretty and Morgan Odell, there's enough there that if Leslie isn't careful, and I think Olivet is a motivated team, and I know they'd like to stay under the radar a little bit, but they're confident, and it'd be interesting to see if they can maybe knock Leslie off that perch, but it's not going to be easy for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be an interesting race there with the Eagles. I know we've just talked about a ton of basketball teams there. There's two other players I'll mention, I know, that are somewhat local here, that just kind of on the fringes of the leagues we talked about here, that I think are at least deserve a mention here. And I'm probably missing some others that we could as well, but I know Zoe Baum is somebody to watch out for. She's had a great career at Columbia Central. She recently committed to Concordia to play, and she's been a factor for a few years now on a very good Columbia Central team and program. So I would keep an eye on her this year. And then the other girl that's getting a lot of noise coming into the season, that's again on the periphery of our area here, is Maddox Locke over at Springport. I think they're going to make a lot of noise and maybe possibly jump back up to the top of the Big Eight this year. And then they could maybe even make a little bit of noise. They have some pieces around her, and she can really score it.
Look at you taking care of your new hometown of Brooklyn. And also your old first varsity job of Springport. Take some shout outs to your keeping those people happy. I like that. Yeah, two good basketball players, and we've missed a lot. But we kind of jammed in as many of the girls' teams as we could. But we're busy during our season, but it's always fun to follow. And I think we're gonna have a handful of really good basketball teams, not to mention multiple handfuls of really good players in this area as usual. So. Well, hey, that wraps up podcast preview number 6. We've only got one more. We've got a handful of some boys teams that really aren't affiliated with the leagues that we previewed, and we will get to that last before the boys season starts. But this is celebrate the start of the girls season, which again starts Monday, and we're all looking forward to it. So until next time, everybody, take care.